Nicola, congratulations, big beaming smile after your dressage, pretty pleased with that?
Oh, I'm just over the moon with him. I couldn't be more happy with him. He was so rideable and he's just getting, I know he's 16, but he's always found this phase so difficult, but you know, he's just getting better and better all of the time. And he went in then, he let me ride him and I was as proud as punch. And then to see that mark up on the board, well, I was almost reduced to tears. All I could do is give him a hug.
She's always so, you're always often sort of almost close to tears after the cross country, but the first phase is often so frustrating with him. Do you feel you're sort of almost cracking it as the older he gets?
Absolutely. By the time he's 25, he might be in the lead, you don't know. But no, absolutely, yeah, he really is coming on in leaps and bounds and hopefully showing no signs of his age. And we look forward to tomorrow. Tomorrow's certainly another day and there's an awful lot to jump there out on the course, but I'm over the moon today and with his dressage test there today, and I think we'll all be celebrating tonight quietly, obviously me on water.
Because it's nice, so you really feel you're up there in amongst it rather than sort of faced with climbing the leaderboard as such.
Absolutely, but there's a lot of very good horses to come and I'm sure the leaderboard will change, but we've just got one group of dressages to come and I'm, as I say, thrilled with him.
And you've had a chance to sort of look a little bit more closely at the course out there. It's a lot of the riders saying the toughest they've ever seen. Would you agree with them?
It's very big and it's bold, it's galloping. The terrain here always takes it out of them, but opposition Buzz came here. He's been here twice in 2007 and 8, and in 2008 he was fifth. So he has positive vibes from this event, and let's hope we can continue the way that we've started.
And last time you've seen in public or in a high profile, he had a bit of a nasty fall over in Le Moulin. Is he sort of over that? How do you know the sort of confidence? There's not going to be any sort of doubt in his mind.
Oh, he's a very confident horse. He's had two runs since his horrific, uncharacteristic fall in Le Moulin. He was eighth in the advance to Astley Walls, and then he went up to the Scottish Open a fortnight ago at Blair, which he was third in. So he did a beautiful test there and a really solid double clear. So he's in fantastic form, and he certainly feels none the worse physically or mentally about what happened in Le Moulin. And yeah, here he is. He's raring to be off.